Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today, the story is about the ghost stories that haunt a century-old East Portland tavern called the White Eagle Saloon. The White Eagle Saloon has been pouring drinks since 1906, and it's actually one of a handful of saloons in which you can enjoy a pint knowing that 110 years ago, people like you enjoying a pint in this very bar were getting shanghaied afterwards. This story was first run in the newspapers on August 23rd of 2009, so quite some time ago. So here it goes. Prowling around downtown Portland today on either side of the river, it's hard to imagine what a rough dockside town this was just after the turn of the century. Two-story docks gave cover to toughs, muggers, and Shanghai operators underneath, and periodic floods kept everything down there in disrepair. I mean, after all, why fix up something that's just going to be damaged in next year's flood season? Add this to a highly volatile mixture of ethnic backgrounds, some of them bitter national enemies, and lots of free-flowing booze, too, and you have a picture of old waterfront Portland on both sides of the river, a neighborhood that drinks hard, punches harder, goes to an awful lot of funerals for men killed violently when they least expected it. A place like that is bound to generate a ghost story or two. And probably the best-known Portland waterfront ghost stories center around the White Eagle Saloon, a smallish pub on Russell Street near the east bank of the Willamette, which has been part of the McMenamin Brothers organization for the past dozen years or so. It's been there since 1906. Since that time, the city around it has changed radically, and its neighborhood has become a sort of triangle-shaped island of 10 blocks or so, bordered on one side by Interstate 405, another side by Interstate 5, and the third by the Willamette River. The pub was founded by a pair of Polish immigrants, and for many years it functioned as a sort of headquarters for the East Portland waterfront's Polish community. In fact, the White Eagle refers to the bird you'll find on the Polish flag of this period. Rumors about the White Eagle are fascinating, and mostly, but not all, untrue. Inspired by the old coal chute downstairs that looks like a tunnel entrance, and by the mysterious disappearance of the saloon's muscular Chinese bouncer, one of the saloon's reputed ghosts, one claim is that the Shanghai operators ran an opium den in the basement and hauled unconscious victims down to the river through a secret catacomb. Well, now this is possible, but rather unlikely. For Polish longshoremen, opium was hardly the drug of choice, and even as late as 1906, it wasn't necessary to go to the trouble of digging a tunnel for transporting Shanghai victims, especially from a rough-cut saloon two blocks from the waterfront. After all, what does a Shanghai victim look like when he's being Shanghaied? Looks like an unconscious sailor who's drunk too much and a couple of his buddies are helping him get back to his ship, doesn't it? Easy money. The part about the Shanghaiing, though, speaking of which, is true. The golden age of Shanghaiing in Portland was the 1890s, but by 1906, things weren't much better. And as late as 1912, the president of the International Seamen's Union testified before Congress that Portland was the worst nest of Shanghaiers in the country. Was anybody ever Shanghaied out of the White Eagle? There's no documentary evidence to prove it. But yes, it happened there. You can bet on it. It happened virtually everywhere in waterfront Portland, on both sides of the river. Another rumor claims there was a brothel upstairs, and that may be true too, but it more likely stems from the tendency of the dock workers who lived in the upstairs apartments to celebrate payday by purchasing the services of female companions and bringing them home for the night. Whatever the truth is, there have been quite a few reports of strange happenings at the White Eagle over the years. According to these reports, things get mysteriously thrown around, people feel strange touches, toilets flush for no apparent reason, and sometimes people hear things. According to writer Susan Smitten, a number of psychics have visited the place and report, quote, a sensation of violence and death in the basement, some playful and mischievous energy on the main floor, and a deep well of sadness on the second floor. Now, you may believe in this sort of thing, or you may think that quote from Smitten is a deep well of something else. Either way, though, the simple fact that these stories have arisen around a building with such a colorful and historic past makes them worth telling and sharing and remembering for future use around a campfire sometime. And they're certainly worth bearing in mind if you're ever in North Portland with an hour or two to spend ghost hunting, if you're interested in that sort of thing. or just enjoying a quiet pint and thinking about soon-to-be sailors of the distant past, if you're not. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.